Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. That's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. You are here. You're chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit info goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. If you're in this bad weather today here in Houston, please be careful because our weather is very, very nasty. So anyway, again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. Again, I am. Always want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to grow. And it's always encouraging to me to know when I have successful women or men that live out their dreams to their fullest potential and set their foundation for themselves. And with the guidance to move forward to being a big business owner or just living out your dreams, whatever you want to do. Again, remember, these are your dreams and life is like a puzzle. You have to figure it out because this is your reality. And remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about motivating, networking, and inspiring each other in the best positive situation. Last week on the show, we kind of talked about overcoming obstacles. We talked about how to set your dream goals. We also kind of talked about how to develop, being an event planner. I gave you the information about doing your DBA, getting your EIN number. Those are the essential tools that you need to start and set the foundation of your business. If you need insurance for your business, again, with any event planning or just really any business, you would need some type of insurance to cover yourself. So we kind of talked about that, and we also talked about how to get your mission statement for your business. So remember, this is kind of a major ingredient that sets the tone of your business. This identifies your image of your business, your mission statement. Kind of want to briefly share with you quickly some current events that are coming up. Score Houston is having an event April the 6th. It's going to be at 8:30. And, again, this is about getting your business going. They have startup kits for you. Also, April the 6th, which is a Saturday, the Houston Power will be playing their first game against Dallas Diamonds. Please come out and support us. Check the website out so you can get the address. Again, it's April the 6th at 7 p.m. Please, please, please come out and show your support for the Houston Power's first game. April 18th, it's going to be at the Houston Open Coffee Club. It's going to be at the Onion Creek Cafe. That's going to be another networking event that's going to be going on. And always consult with your small business administration when you do not know what's going on. You need some information about your DBAs, your EIN number. Just want to get some consultants' information, the real deal, you know what I mean? Get the information from them. Go to the small business administration. Kind of want to switch gears a little bit. Have my ear to the street Sunday, as usual. Have my ear to the street. We've talked about with our Real House of Atlanta. MJ, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, MJ, how you doing today?
Doing fine, despite of the weather, but I'm doing fine.
Girl, no, the weather is terrible today.
Oh, my God.
It is a mess. Well, girl, let's talk about our Real House of Atlanta. You know, I love my House of Atlanta women. I got to talk about them. So, girl, first of all, I know we talked about this last week, about this divorce thing. What do you think that Cordell and Portia, what do you think that they're going through with this divorce issue?
Well, word on the street is that she did not sign a prenup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she's going to get half of that choo-choo.
So we are thinking maybe there's some reconciliation going on. According to, I think it's Media Takeout, they were supposed to be reconciling. We'll see if that happens, though. I don't know. Can't really trust too many blogs, but we'll see in the upcoming weeks what's going to happen.
Wow, I can't believe that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what do you think about, I got Mr. X on the line. He's joining with us right now. Hold on, let me add him on. Hey, Mr. X, you're live on the air with Open Talk 2. We're talking about the real Atlanta Housewives. How you doing today?
Hi, guys. I'm good.
Hey, Mr. X.
We're talking about the Portia and Cordell's divorce. What do you think about that?
I thought it was so trifling. Like, how is he going to, like, not tell her that he was divorcing her and just, like, put it out on social media and that's how she found out?
I know.
And then denied her, like, spousal support. I mean, she is grown, but, I mean, she didn't work all those years, so she should at least get compensated for the first year out.
I know, huh? Well, we just briefly talking about that. I don't know if you watched it Sunday, the season finale. I want to talk about the party real quick. Was that explosive or what?
That was crazy.
I thought Peter was going to have a heart attack. Cordell, I mean, and I know I can't cuss on the air, but it was funny when Kenya said, when she was talking to Portia, she said, I'm talking to 1B. But then when Cordell got in her face, she said, now I'm talking to 2. I was like, okay, all righty now. So did we go there? But she was really upset because she didn't come dressed as Babs, as Halle Berry. Now, that was a little too much, Kenya. Kenya was just, that was just too much.
Yeah, she was being evil with that one. I agree. It's that was too much.
Yeah, that was kind of out of line there. So I don't know. But I thought,
why would she want her to do that? And she got everybody else pretty much normal costume.
Right, because she was being ugly. She was being ugly. That was her way of downgrading her. I don't know. That was kind of interesting, though. I can't wait to see the actual the reunion when Kim.
Yes,
God. That's gonna be something else. That favorite.
Well, you know, Meany said that her and Kim made up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was reading a blog and a tweet that Meany posted saying that she had one of the best conversations ever with Kim Kozziak.
Hmm. That's going to be interesting, though. I mean, that whole season finale, it was good, but I was tripping on the Kenya's assistant when he was off into Cordell's space, and I was like, okay, is he serious?
A little too much for that one.
Yeah, that was kind of over-dramatized, yeah. But all right, guys, that's going to wrap up our Ear to the Street segment. Thank you, Mr. X, for calling in. MJ, you know how we do it. I'll see you next week.
All righty.
All right, y'all. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, guys, that was our Ear to the Street segment with The Real House of Atlanta. I always got to put it down, get our girls some props. Got to give the listeners a little something. But I'm going to take a quick break. I got a guest coming up. You don't want to miss this guest. So he's kind of popular, and y'all kind of going to remember his voice. So give me a second. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Peace up, A-Town Daddy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my guest today has appeared in movies such as Terminator 2, Crimson Tide, and The Pursuit of Happiness. He also played the character of Big Mike in NBC sitcom Chuck. He's an actor and a very funny comedian. My listeners, please welcome and let's show some love for Mark Christopher Lawrence. Thank you, Mark, for calling the show today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. So tell my listeners, how did you get started into being an actor or a comedian? What was your big break?
Well, I don't know that it's been a big break. I think it's been, you know, years of persevering. I actually went to USC on a debate scholarship. I was going to be a lawyer. But, I mean, to really understand where and how I got studying, getting all the way back to high school, I had an English teacher that got me involved in speech and debate, and she also got me to do a play when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And on the speech and debate side, she had a guy mentor me who had graduated from there and was at USC at the time, and he was a comedian, and he had a friend that was a comedian, Rusty Cundiff, who Rusty and I are still great friends today, and he's one of my writing partners, and Rusty wrote and directed for Dave Chappelle Show. So Rusty was also a comedian, and so I'm in the 11th grade by the time I met Rusty, and that's when I started doing comedy in the 11th grade. After that, you know, I went off to college, and when I was at USC, one of my debate coaches was friends with my first agent, so he invited her to see me in a play.
Okay.
She gave me her business card and said, hey, I'd like to have a conversation with you. So I called her up, made an appointment. 2 days later, went in for a conversation with her, and 2 days after that, she sent me out for an audition for Hill Street Blues.
Okay.
And I got the job, and that was my first audition, first job.
Okay.
In television. So that was sort of the beginning of comedy and, you know, TV for me.
Okay.
And I studied, when I first got to USC, I was a communications major. I took a voice class for centering and speaking, and the instructor said to me, you know, I think you should audition for the Bachelor of Fine Arts acting program here at SC. Because to pass this class, you had to do a monologue, two monologues and two songs. And so you liked what you saw, and thought that I could make it in this program. He coached me for the audition, and I got in, which added 2 years to the time that I would graduate.
Okay.
And started working professionally that same year. That was the same year that the agent sent me out for Hill Street Blues. So it all just sort of fell into place.
Okay. So when you were studying at USC in the beginning, you were thinking about being a lawyer.
Yeah. In fact, most of my friends that were on the debate team then are now lawyers and judges.
Wow. But you're doing much better than them now.
I'm enjoying my career. I'm very happy in it. I think you know, a lot of them are very happy in what they're doing. I don't know if that is matter better, but just being happy.
Well, you know, we see you all the time on TV, so, you know, that's an awesome thing. So tell the listeners, what's some of your next upcoming projects? How can we look for you? How can we stay tuned in with you?
Well, right now I'm in pre-production for a feature film called Chronicles of Rick Roll. I'm a producer on it and one of the actors in it. And Carson Oliver, even gotten all eyes, trying to get the legal part of it together, and then from there we'll go into trying to attach large names to the project because it's a, you know, $30 to $60 million project, so we're trying to we'll get some big names in it.
Okay.
And then you know, hopefully by, you know, June or July, hopefully we'll have the funding to get going. But I guess the best way to keep up with me is to see what I'm doing, like on the comedy side, is to check Mark Christopher Lawrence. My comedy schedule is on there all the time and updates almost every day.
Okay.
And then I always post on Facebook.
Okay.
And Twitter. My Twitter account is Mark and generally, if people ask me questions when I'm on Twitter, I'll answer.
Okay. Well, you know I know your answer, because anything I've asked you in the past on Facebook, you've answered. So tell any person or any anybody want to break in, I guess, into acting, or if they just want to kind of do their own business, what kind of words of wisdom would you give them?
I think find something that you really love. Because you don't want to be stuck in a business or stuck doing a job that you hate.
Right.
Something that you love to do and that has the potential to sustain you, that you can make money at it. And so I would say, you know, in the beginning, whatever education that you need, whatever training, if you want to be an actor, you know, you got to get some training. I mean, you can't just walk in and expect that you're gonna be good at it.
Right.
You know, there's raw talent, and then there's trained, and then there's raw talent and trained. You know, it's like if you have raw talent and you're trained, you know, you have one up on folks, and so it's imperative that you get some training, you know, in whatever you do. If you're gonna be a sandwich maker, you know, go work somewhere that makes sandwiches so you can see how to do it better.
Right.
My brother-in-law has a very successful business on the East Coast, and before he opened it, he worked for free at a restaurant. So it's a restaurant, and he worked for free to learn the business for 6 months.
Right. You have to do that, so you get the knowledge, like you said. And to me, you have to have a passion for whatever you want to do. I mean, that's what I always tell my listeners. If you want to open up a business, you want to write a book, you want to break it into modeling, comedy, whatever it is, if you don't have the passion, it won't be successful. I mean, you're right on that end. So.
Yeah, you got to have the passion, and you got to have training. I mean, because a lot of people are trained. I mean, as far as actors go, I mean, there are, you know, several million actors.
Right.
And you figure of those several million, 3% are making a living, 1% of the 3 are making a killing.
Right.
So your potential for success, it's stacked against you. However, with your perseverance and your training, when that door swings open, it's your opportunity. You know, you got to put your best foot forward and go in there and make it happen. You know, a lot of it is timing, a lot of it is luck. But what you want to do is be sure that you're prepared when your time comes.
Right. Well, Mr. Lawrence, I am so glad you did call, and I appreciate all your words of wisdom, your little history about your background. I'm appreciative, again, of you calling the show, giving all this information, and I know you have a busy schedule, so my listeners, put your hands together for Mr. Lawrence again, and you need to check him out. Please go to his website. Follow him on Twitter. Let's support him of his next coming feature film. And with his comedy, he has a book out. So, guys, look for him on there. Thank you, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Mr. Lawrence with several different projects going on. Oh, my God, he is one of my mentors. He has really motivated me to really step up my game on modeling and acting, so forth, doing my business and this and that. So, again, that's what the show is about, guys, motivating, networking, and inspiring each other. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview with him. Going to share with you real quickly, talk about my sponsors, thank them real briefly. Houston Power Women Football Team. Check out their website at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Again, we have a first football game, April the 6th, this Saturday at 7 o'clock, Pioneer Stadium. Guys are emailing me. Y'all asking me, am I going to play? In order for you to know if I'm going to play, to see 93 running on that field, you got to come out there and support us. Let us know if you're coming. Then you'll know if I'm playing or not. So, again, www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Took us out, 7 o'clock. We're playing Dallas Diamond. It's going to be a tough game, but you know what? I think we're going to win it. So, again, I got Picture It Photography. Check check him out at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I got Northwest Educational Institute. You need a high school diploma? You know someone that needs a diploma? Email them at nei55@yahoo.com. Again, that's Northwest Educational Institute. You know someone who has anger management problems? Refer them to High Hope Outreach Center, guys. So, and they also do anger management classes and life coaching and business coaching. So if you kind of need someone to help you steer you in the right direction to get your business in order, again, High Hopes Outreach Center at yahoo.com. Advertise with me here at Open Talk 2. Follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook. I'm at Open Talk 2 at Facebook. Again, my email is opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'll be back April the 10th, 2013 at 10 a.m. Got another super caller. Y'all can't miss it. In order to tune in, I mean, to know who's going to be on the show, you got to call in and listen or hit me up on my email. Kind of going to do this one for a listener. Going to do a punch to ponder. She loves this if she's listening, Crystal. It's called Balancing Your Life. Live your life due with a sense of responsibility, not to those who do not know the meaning of life, but those who do. That's Ephesians 5 and 15. The punch point I want you guys to ponder are blessed that are balanced. And the question I want you to think about and consider today is, which of the four activities will I begin in order to stay on track and balance God's five purpose for life? Again, that's for you, Crystal. You love my points to ponder. Hope you're having an awesome day. Guys, have a good hump day today. It's hump day. Have a good week and a good weekend. I will be back next week. Have a good one.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. One.